Or will anything Freddie does tomorrow be able to change your mind after what you've seen for six weeks already?
I don't necessarily think so. I think we have a pretty good feel on what Freddie can do. And I said that we had a pretty good idea when he came into camp, just from watching him and seeing plenty of video of him and watching him compete. So, you know, this is – now we're getting to the point where we just have to sit down and have a long meeting, find that exact time to have a long meeting. And there's still some stuff that we'll look at, but – they've put a pretty good body of work together, all of them, and we got to sit down and find the time to have it.
Seems like you said we know what Freddie can do. You said we know what Serge can do. Seems like you're still not sure what Bartolo can do.
Bart didn't pitch all last year.
Oh, I know.
So, I mean, you know, if you start talking, you know, innings, will there be a point where innings catch up to him during the course of a season? I mean, that's somewhat of a concern when you have a guy coming off injuries that hasn't thrown a lot in the last few years. You got to kind of, in your mind, project how many innings you feel they can give you.
So what goes into making that projection for you?
A lot of discussion. And we're, you know, if he is on our team, where does he fit best?
So when you're talking about the factors that you're going to consider, Bartolo's pitched better this spring. Freddie pitched last year. What's the tiebreaker then? What
discussion? Projections, what we all project.
What goes into that? I mean, how do you make up your mind?
Well, you take a lot of opinions. You have your own opinions. You listen to other people's opinions. And you make the best decision you can at that time. That's what you do. None of us can predict exactly what's going to happen. One of those guys might go 32-0. But we don't know that. You know? So it's, you know, without giving away what our thought process is and what my thought process is yet until we all sit down and discuss it, I can't really give you an answer. I know you'd love to have an answer. I understand that. And everyone wants to know. And I'm sure the players want to know too. But to be fair to everyone, you want to sit down and have that meeting, sit down and talk to the players, and then give you the decision.
Fair to say that in Bartolo's case in particular, as he referenced, it's a couple of times, it's a matter of whether – how much you guys think that he can carry a load during the year.
So that's part of it, yes.
The physical aspect.
Yes, because he just hasn't thrown 150, 160 innings for a while.
Has he taken any weight off to you? Like, I mean, that was something that...
He's taken off a little bit. I have not seen... they usually weigh in on the weekend, so... He's taken off some, I think, yeah.
Is it enough in your mind that, you know, maybe he's taken some concerns away a little bit about...
I'm more concerned about this, you know, his arm, than anything.
Joe, has anything you've seen this spring from Bartolo help you project, or is it still just kind of a shot in the dark?
No, I mean, when you look at Bartolo, you've known that he's handled the workload before. You know that he's usually pretty economical in his pitches. So that, you know, it's one thing that if a guy throws... You know, it's 32 starts. He throws. He doesn't even get 200 innings, but he's, you know, it's a six inning guy, and he throws 120 pitches every time. It's another thing if a guy throws 90 pitches in those six innings every time. There's a difference, and Bartolo is one of those guys that doesn't throw a lot of pitches.